If you have your Bible, turn to the fifth Psalm. The fifth Psalm, Psalm of David. The Bible says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, O my God, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, and thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, and the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thine house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sceptre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. I want to preach a few minutes tonight on this. I want to give you four reasons for rejoicing. Four reasons for rejoicing. Amen. You might say, four reasons for rejoicing, and it's Thanksgiving. Amen. It's Thanksgiving. And we look at this and we can see, and you know, God always wants His people. He'd never hinder His people from rejoicing. He always wants us to rejoice. Praise God. He's willing and desirous for our happiness, for joy. Amen. Happiness can be changed, but a lot of different obstacles, different things, but the true joy comes from the Lord. And the Lord wants every one of us to receive joy. Amen. He wants us to experience joy, praise God. And He wants us to rejoice. So here we have, in a brief overview of this, four reasons for rejoicing. Now the psalmist, David, he's just speaking here about, and he's calling out to the Lord. And he's kind of bringing to remembrance, unto God's remembrance, the things that God is. And David's trying to just come before Him, and he cries out for the Lord to hearken to His voice. He wants the Lord to hear Him. And He calls Him my King and my God. Now, He is King. He's King of the universe. He's King of everything, praise God. He is the high potentate of the universe, if you will. Amen. And He is also our God, praise God. And He said, I'll cry to you. He said, unto thee will I pray. He said, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. So what David is saying here, he said, listen, Lord, he said, I'm coming to you as earnest as I know how. My meditation and my prayer is pointed towards you. He said, praise God. And said, I'm like a little child. He said, I'm looking up and I'm expecting something from you. He said, I'm wanting you to give me something, and I'm expecting something. He said, I'm crying out early. Shouldn't we get up and start our day seeking the Lord's face and asking Him to help us every day? Amen? If we're not, we're messing up. We're backing up. We're not getting the help that we could be getting from the Lord. He'd go on and he'd say, for thou art a God that hath pleasure, are not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. He said, there's no place around God for evil. Amen? God hates sin. Amen. He don't hate sinners. He loves old sinners, but He hates sin. He said, hey, He always has and He always will. It can't be around Him. He can't participate with sin. Praise God. He said, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, Lord, abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Amen. I was talking to a lady the other day, she said, and this is what it says, he said, but as for me, I like the buts in the Bible. Amen? But they said, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Amen. So David has come up before God, and he's brought he's asked God for his attention. He said, hey, I'd just like to talk to you for a minute, just to remind you, if you're not really sure where I'm at and where I'd like to be. And David was in the midst of wickedness all around, but he was looking for a promise. He's looking for a hope from the Lord. Amen. And we can see here, friend, in these remaining verses here, that there's four reasons for rejoicing. Amen. Number one is because he has been assured of victory over evil. Hey, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're assured of victory over the evil of this world. Amen. So he starts beginning to plead with them. In verse number 10, he says, "Destroy thou them, O God." Now you think that would be pretty harsh when he says, "Hey, destroy them." But that word there, "destroy," what David is really saying, he said, "Lord, make them guilty." Amen. Bring up their remembrance of their sins and their sinfulness. He said, "Touch in their consciousness and their heart," praise God, "and bring up their guiltiness." Amen. Give them a vivid sense of sin and guilt so that they might repent and be saved. Isn't that what's needed in the world today? People to realize that we're just all old sinners. The way we had to come and get in, we had to recognize that you and I were just old sinners in need of a Savior. And that Savior come, who's Jesus Christ the Lord. Brother Bobby, come down to where we was. And on that Sunday morning, that Sunday night, that Wednesday night, whenever it was, you come and you fell on your face. And you said, "Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. Save me, Lord." Praise God, ain't you glad? And that's the way it happens. That's the way it works out. That's the way God planned it. And David the psalmist, he said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Just destroy them, God. Down to the bottom of themselves. Help them look and see. Make them guilty down in their soul, in their spirit. Help them see who they really are so that they could be saved." Amen. Praise the Lord. So that they could get in. Praise the Lord. He said, here's a foretold of the counsels of the wicked. Praise God. But that in the counsels of the wicked is the ultimate victory, praise God, of the Lord. See, the counsels of the wicked, they're everywhere. They're all over this world tonight. There's wickedness everywhere you look. Amen? Everywhere you look, every time you turn the TV on, every time you watch the news, it's just wickedness everywhere. Amen? And wickedness, the only thing that's going to go ahead and stop wickedness, stop evil, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He can have ultimate victory. They can have ultimate victory in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, there's victory in Him. We see victory in Jesus. Amen. And that don't ever get old, praise God, because that's where victory comes from. It comes from knowing Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. Without Him, there's no victory. Amen. People will battle on and they'll fight and they'll try to have, but there'll never be no victory. Praise God. But I'm glad that because of the blessed assurance of victory over evil, praise God, we're still able to rejoice. We're still able to magnify and give God the glory. Amen. He said, "Destroy thou them, O God," verse number 10. "Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee." See, we got to figure out where we're at. The world has to figure out where it's at. They're not rebelling against man. They're not rebelling against government. They're rebelling against God. Amen. Everywhere you look, people are rebelling against God. And David said, praise God, we need to destroy them, need to make them guilty, need to get them to a place where they'll have a vivid sense of their own guilt, their own sinfulness, so that they'll repent and be saved. Amen. You know, you can't tiptoe around people and pat them on the back and tell them how good they are when they're living in sin. Amen. We gotta be honest with people. We gotta tell them the truth. Because the Bible said the truth will make you free. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, it won't only set you free. It will make you free. The truth will make you free. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Truth is the Lord Jesus, praise God, in His saving power. His ability to convict men of sin. To bring conviction upon hearts.
So the number one reason, praise God, is that we're assured of victory for over evil. Number two reason for a victory, for a rejoicing, because we have been led to trust Him. Amen. You said trust who? Trust God. Verse number 8, he says, lead me, O God, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. So the psalmist here, he said, hey, Lord, I need you to lead me. And Lord, I need you to lead me. And I need you to lead me to trust you more. Isn't that what we need today? Isn't that what society needs? Isn't that what our homes need? Isn't that what our family members need? Is we need to be led to trust the Lord more. More and more every day. Amen. Praise God. But learn to trust Him more and more. He said, O Lord, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Because I look around and I see enemy all around me. And said, I praise God, they don't know how to live. They don't know how to act right. But God, I want you to help me to live and act right and righteous before them, that they see Christ in me, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. And then I like what he says here at the end of this. He said, because of mine enemies. He said, make thy way straight before my face. You know what David's asking God right there? He said, make thy way straight before my face. He said, Lord, make your word crystal clear in my heart. Make your word crystal clear in my life. Amen. He said, lay it out so plain that, praise God, as me, as one of you little youngins can understand it, can comprehend it, so I can get it, so it can help my soul to be a help to somebody else's. Amen. He said, that's what his heart desired. He said, because of the enemy. He said, the enemy's all around us. They're everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's enemy. And he said, hey, I want to be so right before the enemy, praise God, that they can see you in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a reason for rejoicing. Praise God. Because God is that God, because he's been led to trust the Lord. Amen. Because God is leading us to trust Him. Who can we trust more than God? Amen. Hey, you can trust men here in this world, but they'll let you down. Amen. You can trust politicians in this world, not, because they'll always let you down. Amen. They're all for themselves. But we can trust God because God is not for Himself. God is for us. He's for you and me. He wants to encourage us and help us, praise God. He wants us to be more like His blessed Son. And He's working on us every day to that end. Trying to help us, praise God, because He loves us so much. Amen. So the number two reason, praise God, is we've been led to trust in Him. Praise His name. Glory to God. Verse number 11 said, but let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Amen. We're only praising God because how come? Because we trust the Lord. Amen. He said, let them ever shout for joy. Praise the Lord. He said, why? Because we've trusted in the Lord. We know who our Redeemer is. Amen. Our Redeemer, our Lord, our Redeemer, praise God, our Savior, our soul keeper, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we put all our faith and trust in Him. When we have problems, when we have hardships, when we have sickness, when we have all kinds of things, who do we trust in? You say, well, preacher, I'm going to trust the doctors. I'm going to go see what they can do to help me. Amen. I'm going to trust Dr. Jesus first. Amen. I'm going to ask about Dr. Jesus to help me, praise the Lord. And if he points me to some doctor, praise God, that he wants to help me, then that's fine. But we better put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't know what's going to happen. Hey, praise, we may go out of here before we ever make it to the doctor's office. So we got to put our faith in the Lord. Amen. Because we have been led to trust Him. Amen. Because of the enemy. And then the number three tonight, because we are covered by Him. Amen. We're covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what it says in verse number 11. He goes on there and says, after he says that we shout for voice, he said, because thou defendest them. Amen. That word, Lord, defendest, it literally means to be covered by. Amen. Praise God. He covers us with Himself. He covers us with Himself. Praise God. He overcovers us with Himself. He defends us. How does He defend us? Praise God. By covering us with Himself. Praise God. It doesn't get no bigger and better than that. When God Almighty just covers you with Himself, praise God, and when you get God all over you, hey, there ain't no cracks left for the devil to get in. Hey, praise the Lord. The enemy can't find no holes in your armor when you're covered by the Lord God Almighty. He's ministered to our hearts and He's helping us, praise God. Look over, let me just show you something. Look over in Hebrews chapter number 1. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 7. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 7. He says, "And of the angels He saith, who maketh His angels spirit and His ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." Wait a minute. He saith unto the Son. Now, God the Father called God the Son God. Amen? What about that? Well, because He is. Amen? These people argue with you today that, well, Jesus isn't God. Amen? Praise God, He is God. How do you know? Because God said He was God. Amen? He said, "But under the Son, He said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even Thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands." Amen? So not only is He God, He's the creator and sustainer of everything that we can see, everything that we can touch. He made it. Glory. He said, "They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same. And thy years shall not fail." Glory to God. Don't you like that? He just keeps going and going and going. But look at verse 13. He said, "But to which of the angels said He at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." Amen. Glory to God. Going to put them under His feet. That's what you do with a footstool, young'uns. You put it under your feet. It's something that you rest your feet on. And He said, "You just sit here at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." And now look at this verse 14. I love this verse. He said, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Amen? He said, "Are they not all ministering spirits?" The spirits that are our ministering spirits sent forth to minister, praise God, minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Who's that? That's us. In other words, He's sending out guardian angels to minister, to watch over us, praise God, to protect us. Praise the Lord. To serve those who saved. Praise God. So they're saved from what? From the power and the penalty of sin. They're there to minister their hearts and keep us, praise God, by His powerful might. In other words, He said, what God does? He said, He covers you. Thou defendest Him. He said, He covers us, praise God, by His power. He covers us by His ministering spirit. You say, "Preacher, how do you know that?" Have you ever been bebopping along just in a regular day? And all of a sudden a thought or something come up, and you start to go in a direction, and all of a sudden something just comes over you, a power, a force that to be reckoned with, and it says, "Hold on a minute, son." Amen. Hold on, stop. Hold your horses. Don't go there. Don't do that. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Praise God. If you don't get that, then something's missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we're covered by Him, praise God. We've a reason to rejoice because we're covered by God, and He sends those ministering spirits to minister for those, praise God, who are a part of His righteousness. Amen? It's part of the inheritance, if you will. So we're blessed. We're rejoicing because we're covered by Him. Amen? And then we're blessed, praise God, we're in possession of Him. We're blessed because we're rejoicing because we're in possession of Him. Amen. When we see the enemies, praise God, And we can even rejoice when the enemy seems to be triumphing over us. Amen. Because, hey, we know the enemy, praise God, of God Almighty is limited to what he can do. Sometimes it may seem that they're victorious. Sometimes it may seem like they're winning. But I got news for them. Their days are limited. Amen. Praise the Lord. The days are limited. Praise God. Amen. Because of what they're doing, praise God, they're only going to go so far, and God's going to cut them off. But I'm glad, praise God, as children of God, His righteousness, that we just keep pressing on with Him, and one day we are victorious, and one day we'll finish across the finish line. Amen. Into His glorious presence, and there we'll be with Him. Amen. Because of who He is, praise God. Because of our possession of Him. Because you and I have Him as our very own. He's ours. And we're His. Amen? We've got reasons to rejoice today. Because I belong to God. Amen? Glory. Amen. That's enough to make a Co-Baptist shout. I belong to God. Praise God. I put myself in His hands. I'm trusting that. That psalmist said, I'm trusting in the Lord. He's not waking up, I'm calling, praise God, I'm looking up, expecting, I'm expecting something from you, Lord. See, I'm here just like a little bird, praise God, waiting in the nest for mama to bring me a worm. Amen. Praise God, I can't get out, I can't fly by myself, don't have my wings yet. But glory, hallelujah, I'm looking for something. Amen, praise God, something to show up. Glory, hallelujah, because of Him. Because He's mine and I'm His. That's what makes the difference, praise God. That's what ties this thing together, praise God. People of God. The psalmist said in Psalms 46 and 1, he said, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. I said, that's who He is. Amen. He's our refuge. He's our strength. Amen. A very present help in trouble. I'm glad it's that way. Because we know that we have the reasons to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The joy of the saved, praise God. Those that are saved, born again. The excitement of the ones God saves. Amen. He saves us from our own destruction. Amen. Hello? If we ain't careful, we'll just go off in our own pernicious ways and we get ourselves in a mess. Amen. Praise God. But God saves us from it. He saves us from ourselves. Praise God. He puts us in a better place. That's what He tells us here in verses 11 and 12. He finishes out this, praise God. He cries for help. He cries out, praise God, because of the enemy. Who's the biggest enemy that you have? Yourself. Amen. Yourself will give you more problems than anybody else you know. Now, we can pack a whole lot off on a lot of other people and say, well, I could do better if it wasn't for such and such. Well, I'll just be honest with you. I could do better if it wasn't for me. Amen? But I am what I am by the grace of the Lord. And He's there to help me a little bit every day. So God saves us. The joy of being saved, the joy that God saved us from our own destruction. Amen? Because we trusted in Him. Praise God. And because of that, our joy's got to be focused on one person. Our joy, praise God, the psalmist was putting all his joy because of his trust in God Almighty. And now we have the Lord Jesus Christ to put all our trust in. Just as the psalmist put his trust in God, we put our trust in our Savior. And He makes the difference in our life. Our joy, praise God, it's focused, if you will, on our Savior. That's where we get our joy, our hope. That's where peace comes from. Paul would say in Philippians 4:4, he'd say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen? Praise God, because God's been so good. So we see the four reasons for rejoicing here, praise God, is because we know who God is. We know, praise God, He gets victory over evil. We know that He brings us forth counsel to the wicked. Praise God. He wants us to be saved. He leads us to trust Him. Praise God. And His goodness and His mercy and His love. There's nobody else you can trust like you can trust the Lord. Because He's made His promises, great, exceeding, precious promises. And He's a promise keeper. Ultimately, the promise keeper. We're covered by Him, praise God. He's like our insurance policy. We're in good hands. Amen. He's there to protect us. He's there to keep us. He's got us insured. Praise God. And we know that we're in good hands because we're in possession of Him. And He's got us. Amen. And so we got to realize, praise God, that we've got Him. Sometimes we think, well, you know what? We just try to hold on and hold on. Praise God. He's got us. Bible says that a born again believer is put into the Father's hand, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a pretty secure place to be. I wouldn't want to be in no other. Amen. Praise God. Even so more as I see days approaching, I want to be in His hand. I want to be covered in blood. I want to be in His protection. I've done figured out in this old flesh, praise God, I'm not all that. But praise God, I've got a God it is. I've got a God and a Savior who's Christ Jesus the Lord. And I know, praise God, He's my refuge and strength. Even in troublesome times, even in ever-present help in trouble. Amen? So, if I'm going to get in trouble, praise God, I want Him to be there with me. Praise God. But you know, if I put my trust in Him like David did, praise God, He'll keep us from trouble. Hello? Have you ever noticed how God does that? Amen? He'll send somebody along or something will happen. But praise God, He'll just move you a little bit to the right or to the left. Next thing you know, trouble just zooms on by. And you're just saying, glory, hallelujah, I'm glad I missed that. Amen? It's all the time. Praise the Lord. If we just be conscientious of it, and the psalm here, David, he's conscientious of it, praise God. He's talking about the God Almighty. He's talking about the blessing and the hope. And it's to the chief, and this psalm is to the chief musician upon Neloth. That isn't an instrument. You might think it is, but it's not. Praise God. It's the righteousness of the Lord's inheritance that He gives us. That's what He's putting His faith in. That's what He's trusting in. He said the promises of God Almighty when we trust in Him. Amen. The reasons to rejoice tonight. It can all be summed up in this. It's in the Lord. Amen. All of our rejoicing, all of our thanksgiving should go to the Lord. Because the Lord is worthy tonight. Amen. He's worthy of all our praise. He's all worthy of all our admiration. Amen. Because He is good. Amen. And He's good to us. And we thank Him for that. And the psalmist saying, you know what, Lord, now that I've got your attention, I just want to praise you and give you the glory. So I just want to rejoice, amen, because of the things that you've done. So while he was meditating, while he was talking to God, while he was lifting up, praise God, he said, Lord, he said, I know it's just the goodness of your inheritance. Amen. Praise God. That you've already done for us, that you've already promised. Amen. We're just in the circumstance, praise God, of the promise. Just waiting for it to be fulfilled in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive and possess. Where I am, there you may be also. So we're just waiting for Him to come get us and take us to that place. He's already made for us. Amen.